God for safe traveling back. Amen. Amen. Let's just stand and sing that song, Heal Me, O Lord, and I Will Be Healed. Save me and I will be saved. Amen. Amen. Oh, heal me, O Lord.
Yeah.
all saints. Amen. Isn't he worthy of praise and honor and glory? Amen. Amen. We do not have any announcements, but we just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers here. Amen. We'll just give them a round of applause. Amen. 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 And mostly want to give praise to our Heavenly Father. Amen. He's the most important one in our lives. Amen. Amen. We do just have one prayer request here. Amen. Amen. From Brother Ramiro. He says, I'm asking you to pray for my son in prison. His name is Fernando Alvarez. And my wife, Mary, also needs prayer for help. Amen. So just pray for Alvarez and Mary. Amen. Or Fernando and Mary. Amen. How many have need of prayer tonight or this morning? Amen. I'm just going to ask Brother Simon if he come lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Also for the tithes and the offerings.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we just humbled, Lord, by you allowing us, Lord, another time to come to hear your word, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, Lord, the world is celebrating Father's Day, God, Lord. Like our brother said, God, Lord, you're the only good Father, Lord Jesus, God, Lord. You're righteous, God, Lord. When you were on earth, God, you were found blameless, God, Lord, without fault, God. Lord Jesus, you walked the perfect life, God, and walked the perfect walk, Lord Jesus, God. We appreciate you, Lord, for being a father, God, Lord, and for looking after us, Lord. Lord, though we can't see you, God, with our eyes, Lord Jesus, God, or Lord, we can't feel you, Lord, a lot of times, God, but Lord, we know you're there, God. You said you never forsake us, God, never leave us, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord. That's real father love, Lord Jesus, always there, Lord. And as we all became Christians, God, Lord, we look back and, Lord, we could see you, Lord, in every part of our lives, God, how you directed every footstep, God. You were there, Lord, when we were sad, God, and we were down and depressed. Lord. And Lord, we had lost these things, God, or whatever, Lord. You were there the whole time, God. And you led us each one to yourself, God. Amen. Lord, you came looking for us, God. We really appreciate that, God. A real father, God, watching after his sons and daughters, God. Lord, be with our brother Fernando, God, Lord, and our sister Mary, God, Lord Jesus. Lord, you just direct their lives, God, Lord. We just cry out, God. You just have your way in their life, God, Lord. Be with them, God, and keep them, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just love you, God, Lord. And Lord, just be with our pastor, God, as he brings the word, God, Lord. We're looking forward to this service, God, Lord, with expectation, God, Lord, knowing you'll speak to us again, Lord. Lord, bless all the saints that pushed their way out, Lord. And Lord, for those who couldn't, God, Lord, be with all, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Just sing that song, I'm covered, covered, covered by his blood, amen, amen.
Well, I am covered, covered, covered by his blood. I'm walking by faith, I'm living in love. I am covered, covered, covered by his blood, for Jesus has rescued me.
Rescuer today. Amen. We'll just sing that song, When I See the Blood, I will pass over you, Christ our Redeemer. He died on the cross for each and every one of us today. Amen.
And Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you.
Sing that song. He brought me out of the miry clay. Amen. He put my feet on the rock to stay today. Amen. Amen.
My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay. Tenderly brought me out to go. Yes, he set my feet on a rock to stand.
round of applause, saints. And let's just sing that song, "I Would Not Be Denied," as our brother Cam prepares himself to come. Amen. How many can say that? Without a shadow of a doubt, not because of what you've done, but what he done for you. Amen. Amen.
When pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh no, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Has Jacob in the days of old, I've wrestled with the Lord, and instant, amen, rich bull, I stood upon his word. Oh no, I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. Oh, but praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ our Lord is here. Oh, no, I would not. Oh, no, I would not. No, I would not be denied. Oh, till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Has Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and instant with the courage bold, I stood upon him. Oh, no, I would not be denied. No, I would not denied. Oh, till Jesus came and he made. Oh, no, I would not be. Oh, I would. Be denied. Old Satan said my, but he's a liar. Oh, and would not hear my prayer. Oh, but praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ our Lord is here. Oh, no, I would not. And he made me whole. I would not. One more time, I would not. Oh no, I would not.
And he made me whole. I would not be denied. Oh Lord, I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you in the condition, God, I will not be denied. Amen. Doesn't matter if death's hanging over me. Doesn't matter what it is. I have a God that watches me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day to the brothers. Amen. Those who are fathers today, those who will be actively fathers someday, God bless you. Amen. We certainly appreciate your labor as you stand to bring up children in the admonition of the Lord, to lead a family, to make a stand for Jesus Christ. Amen. So praise God for that. And just because of time's sake, we're going to jump right into the Word this morning by the grace of God. And we should just love to worship our God today. He's such a faithful King, a faithful Savior. And I have a little thought this morning. I'd like to start continuing with the church ages, and we'd like to maybe bring this through a little bit, if God would permit, God would give us strength. And we just like to say we're happy people. And I'm always amazed, because the more you look at the Word of God, the more it unveils itself. And I'm not the type that has the ability to put things together, but if you would allow the Holy Ghost to come and speak today, and just to really pull on Him, I believe God will speak to you. And there's obviously just tremendous things that God has within His book. And everything just keeps on adding together and putting forth, because you realize God's not dead, He is alive. Amen? Amen. And I feel in my hands, I feel in my feet, I feel Him in my heart, I feel Him all over me. Amen? Amen. You feel like a Christian today? Amen. Lift up the heads which hang low. Amen. If the arms are feeble, just raise them on up. Amen. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Amen. So praise God. We're excited to be Christians today. Amen. But anyway, how many are looking forward to the Word of God this morning? Amen. This might be a little deep, might be a little simple. I don't know. It's going to be somewhere in between. But there's a lot of things, and I don't even know if I'll have enough time to get into anything. But there sure is a lot that I'm finding, and God just, He's just opening things up to me left and right. And I feel by the grace of God that when God does that, He's kind of vindicating that He's with you. Amen? So it is good to see all those that are here this morning. Amen. Good to see Clara. Good to see Ramiro. Happy Father's Day, brother. Amen. Good to see Sister Cindy. Amen. She's been out a couple times there. We miss them. Amen. By the grace of God. But certainly is good to be a bearer of the standard. Amen. We have a standard to live the life of Jesus Christ, and that's what we do. Amen. We stand tall, right? All right. Let's open up in our Bibles this morning then to Revelation 4. And we're going to start in the first verse once we get there. Got a little reading to do here, and then we're going to jump to Revelation 5:4 after that. In Revelation 4:1, it says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, I will show thee things which must be hereafter." And what is that a type of? The rapture. Amen? John caught up after the church ages, right? Praise God. This stuff's, like I said, this is deep, but we're Christians. We can handle the deeper word, right? Now notice in the second verse it says, "And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. One sat on the throne." So where's your confirmation? He said, "I was in the Spirit." Amen? Caught up in the Spirit, okay? And for third verse, "And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there's a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold." Those were the 24 elders who were what? The patriarchs of the Old Testament, 12 in the Old Testament. And the 12 disciples of the New Testament, amen?
Who was that 12th? It was not Judas in the New Testament. It was who? It was Paul. Amen. Thank God for a prophet. Now notice here it says, fifth verse, and this is where we're moving into. It says, out of the throne proceedeth lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there are seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God, which were the seven spirits sent to the messengers, each to church age. The same Holy Ghost, but a special anointing for every age to help them overcome what would happen. Now notice in the sixth verse it says, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto a crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion. Now notice this. We have for the first time in the Scripture, not the first time the beasts are mentioned, but here we see the first time that they are ordered. Okay? Notice it says the first beast was like a lion. And the second beast like a calf. The third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day nor night, saying, Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever. Okay, one more little portion, Revelations 5:4. It says in Revelations 5:4, this is, remember, basically one of the most powerful chapters in the book of the Bible. And it says, I wept much because no man, nobody was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. So notice, no one was found worthy to open, to read it, neither to look on it. Must be a revelation. Fifth verse, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, here we stand, O God, excited to be Christians, God. Without one ounce of merit, God, do we lay before you, Lord. But God, coming before you today, O God, being, O God, believers of faith, O God, that, Lord, we are, O God, to inherit the promise, O God. We are to, O God, be caught up in a rapture, God. We are the church, O God, that are chosen to have this book revealed to them, God. And we would eat this book and become this book, God. We just ask today, O God, that you'd certainly open your word to us, Lord God. Give us strength to move into it, God. And God, by the grace of God, we want to stand before you, O God, with all our heart, God. O God, desiring to have the word revealed to us today, God. How we have need to hear this word. How we have need to be fed of this book. To grow, God, to stand as stronger Christians, God. Not to have oughts and things like that, God, as we went through just on Friday night, God, but to stand, O God. O God, with the love of the capstone, God. To stand, O God, with the faith of Jesus Christ, God, at the helm of our lives, God. We just ask today, O God, you'd certainly go before us, God. O God, speak to us, God. O God, be the one, O God, who pulls on the word, God. O God, give us everything we have need of, God. And we pray above else, God, that you would certainly, God, take us to that revival, God. Take us to that strength, O God, which you've prophesied of this day to be at our right hand, God. To be at our strength, O God, in this day, Lord. We stand, O God, still, Lord, fighting to get out of Laodicea, God. But we believe there's a revelation of a first love to come upon us, God. Move upon these hearts, God. And God, allow, Lord, us to move so far beyond ourselves that God, only God, can speak from our lips, God. Every single one of us here, Lord, as thou hast chosen, Lord. We certainly just pray, O God, today, Lord, may this church be in one accord. May this church bring forth the Christ that is prophesied. Give us strength today, Lord. We have need of thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe it in saying, Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh God, let the anointing stay, I pray. If we had a title for this morning's sermon, I'm going to jump, just skip something and probably come back to it. I have not completely finished Smyrna, but I have to go over the overcoming, but that probably won't take too long. But I want to jump into just another motion of what it was to be revealed within the first two church ages. And for an entitlement this morning to speak on, I'd like to entitle this, The Lion Anointing. Amen. And we'd like to break this down a little bit this morning to, and I believe it will be truly a blessing, and I'm finding so much that God has confirmed His Word, and He's hit every little nugget in there, and you can dig it out and find it, but you know, it has to come from God, amen. You have to know who's speaking to you. You have to desire to hear from that God, amen. You see, as a preacher, as even a brother and sister, as we'll find ourselves looking around, that we realize that no one here is perfect, amen. If you look upon me or you look upon your brother and sister, they will fail you. You will not be satisfied. But if you look at God and you realize that God is your strength and God is your perfection, that God is your, He is your right hand, then you will understand that by the grace of God, what we come to lean upon is the Holy Ghost Himself, and that God Himself will find that perfection within that Word, right? And we can always look to that Word. He said, I'll not leave you nor forsake you, right? He didn't say your brother wouldn't leave you or forsake you. He didn't say anything else would, but He stood up and said, I won't do that, amen. And I find that to be completely sincerely brought forth in the church. Sometimes your brothers can be that strength to you, but other times God has to stand and be that strength for you, right? And by the grace of God, we want to move into things this morning that I completely see as personal to you, amen. Because remember, as we've said so many times, that when we look at the revelation of the church ages, all of that book, everything God did in every age, it must be revealed to you, amen. You are in the revelation of every age, amen. Because within your battle, you have to fight and overcome the spirit that fought each and every age, amen. Praise God. But remember, there's an anointing for you, amen. And by the grace of God, we want to touch a few things, because remember what we have within the last year, we have finished within this church. We're now completing what? We are completing the first two church ages, which are the Ephesus church age and the Smyrna church age. And we realize that Ephesus started out with Pentecost. And remember, Smyrna carried that, but Smyrna was the age where it began to die at a very, very strong pace. Amen. So this morning, as we've entitled this sermon, is The Lion Anointing, right? And we understand by the Scripture, as we had just read in Revelations 4:1, that God takes us beyond the curtain of time, and we see in heaven, we see what? We see 24 elders around the throne, right? So now we're in the dimension, the seventh dimension, and we're seeing what heaven is. We're seeing something great here, and God says there's 24 elders before the throne, right? And we understand that after that, He says that there's four beasts that are right around that throne, right? And we understand that these four beasts, they are ordered here, and they are said that the first beast was like a lion, the second beast was like an ox, the third beast was as a man, and the fourth beast was an eagle, right? And now we want to move into the revelation of these things this morning, and I hope I don't have to fully go into all these things. I've preached about this a little bit, but by the grace of God, we want to see that here this is made known beyond the curtain of time, okay? Praise God. Have I already lost everybody? I just said a lot of things in about a minute. And there's a lot more coming. But I want us to understand as we move into this thought that you have to understand that God has eternally ordained these things. Now remember, if they were made known or manifest beyond the curtain of time in this dimension, that these are beings that are eternal. Just like you can look at yourself and say that I am eternal, okay? I was an unexpressed attribute of God, but yet within being unexpressed, I was there, amen? Praise God, you are somewhere within your Father as an Adam. Adam, what his female attribute was hidden within him, so you were hidden in God, but yet just as eternal as God himself, okay? Now, I want to move into the first church age, the first two church ages this morning, and talk about the lion anointing. Remember, we have four beasts that are represented here. We have the lion, okay? We have the calf or the ox. We have then the man and then the eagle. We have seven church ages. And when we begin to look at this, the eagle would be represented by the first two ages. The ox would be related to the third and fourth church ages. The man or the man's thinking would be related to the fifth and sixth church ages, and the seventh would be an eagle, okay? So we want to, so to say, bring this out within the first two of what we've covered and tie this in so it makes some sense to you. Now, I'd like to start as far as saying this, that I want us to see remember what these four beasts are, because remember the word in Revelations that it describes these beasts as is a zoon, okay? The interpretation of zoon is what? It is a living creature. Now notice when it's translated, it's called a beast, okay? But notice when you begin to look at Revelation 17, Revelation 13, and so forth, you'll find that the word to represent the mother harlot or that beast, that scarlet-colored beast, would be a Theron, which is wild and untamed. So we see the word beast used for both of them, but to express wild and untamed, it brings forth the Catholic Church, it brings forth Satan in the cunning of his workings, but yet we find in the true representation of a beast what God would be calling a living creature. And the living creatures would be before the throne, and we'll go through the attributes of them very quickly this morning, but remember these four creatures, they stand a little closer than what even the elders do. So notice, they're not angels. They're not humans. But they're living creatures. And they are guards of the throne. Okay? Now, like I said, I hope this isn't too deep. It's going to get easy after a little bit here. But I want to just lay this down. Ezekiel 1:4, if you'd like to turn there. You a few more things about these living creatures, and because notice it has to go from Genesis to Revelation, it has to be Old, New Testament, these things all have to be there. And notice when John come forth, he's seen the same thing that Ezekiel saw. Okay, now in Ezekiel 1:4, it says, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Now notice the presence of God. It says, and also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces. Every one had four wings. So notice, they all got wings. They looked like a man, but they got four faces, okay? Now notice this, their feet were straight, the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Notice they stand before God, and here they take the appearance of brass. Because remember, that's why no one could stand before the presence of God, because he wasn't holy. Man wasn't holy. He could not stand in the presence of God without dying. You couldn't even look at his face without dying. Oh, thank God for what he's done in this day. Now in the eighth verse it says, and they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another, and they turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. So notice, they could only move forward. Okay? These four beasts, just like the gospel. The gospel can only move forward. Amen. Now, in the 10th verse, it says, "And as for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle." So notice, we see the same characteristics that we see made known in Revelation. The same thing is being seen of these living creatures, okay? "Now, thus were their faces, their wings were stretched upward, two wings of everyone were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies." Now, I'm going to jump down a little bit just for the sake of time in the 18th verse. And it says, "As for the rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. Their rings were full of eyes, round about them four." Now, we can move in the Bibles and you can see that these beasts were covered with eyes. Amen. Now, let's move a little bit more here. It says in the 19th verse, "And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up." Now, notice, this is where we're all reading to get to. This is what I want to show you this morning. It says, "Whithersoever the Spirit was to go." Wherever the Holy Ghost would go. Notice, these are guards. "And wherever the Holy Ghost would go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood." So notice, they would actually guard God, amen. They would go wherever He would go. And remember, they had wings to cover themselves, right? So that they would be able to stand in the presence of God. They were God's guardians, okay? But notice, this is what I want you to catch above everything, is what was their purpose? To guard the Spirit. Wherever the Holy Ghost would go, they would guard the Holy Ghost. Now, why is this coming into play? Because remember, these are the anointings upon every church age, okay? Sixth seal, 1963, 444-5, it says, "And Father, today we stand here by your grace, and it's not because that it's a special people." Wait a minute, I'm a special people. Notice, "but it's because just like the day of the lion or the ox or the man, it's the eagle time." Now, he's talking about their age. He said it's the eagle time right there. He said it's the anointing of the hour. It's the time that we're living in. So what was the anointing of the hour? The eagle time. Remember, seven spirits to each age, and there's an eagle anointing that was falling on them, but there's a beast that would represent or stand right with the Spirit of God in that age for the anointing of the people. Okay? Have I lost everybody? All right. So it's the working of the Holy Spirit for this particular time to prove that Jesus is not dead. The things He said that He would do just before the evening lights went out. Praise God. So when the seals were revealed, what was it? It was the eagle anointing for that day, which we're going to get to eventually here. But in looking at it, that was the anointing, but it comes back around and reveals that there is a lion anointing on the day of Pentecost. What it was unleashed to the people, and it would go through the second church age, okay? And we understand that the Ephesus age, they had the anointing of the Holy Ghost. greatly upon them. In the second church age, they were still carrying that anointing, right? Now, there's some things that are going to be considered probably pretty profound in this, but for the sake of time, I want to, so to say, start looking at this, because what was the first anointing? It was the lion anointing, okay? Now, I want us to first see what's going on here. Now, notice we see that the beasts here are ordained to fight for Jesus Christ. They're guarding the Spirit, okay? And the first one was an eagle. And I want us to jump into the fifth seal, brother, 358-2. And it's beginning to now talk about the Word of God here. And it says, why a revealer of the truth that's been fallen all through the age. So how in the world could an ox or a man or whatever beast was riding, how could it ever be revealed until the eagles come? There's an anointing on every one of them, but it took the eagle anointing to reveal it to everybody. So none of them would know what was upon them, but you would know what was upon them, and you would know what's upon you. The full revelation given to you, so that by that revelation, you could what? You could manifest the Word itself. You would know what they didn't know. Amazing. Now, let's go a little farther with this. He said they had their place. They were godly sent beasts, just the same as anybody else was. The lion, that was the original. Okay? So, what was the original beast that was the anointing that was placed upon the people? Was the lion anointing. Okay? That's where the Antichrist come up in the combat. Then he raised up another power, so he sent another power to meet it. So when the devil would send a power, God would unleash his beast to combat that power. Okay? Now notice it says, and then at the last power, he brings down the eagle to restore the children back to the original faith again of the fathers, the eagle age. Woo! Well, that's the anointing on you. The eagle anointing. It's a restore. It restores the Word. It restores the anointing. It restores unity with God. He says, then did you notice there's no more beasts? That's all of it. That's the end. So now, notice here, and like I said, this is kind of deep when you begin to look at this, but how powerful it is. Now, I want to talk very quickly and show you what he's talking about, because he said that every time the devil sent forth a beast, there was the Holy Ghost there with a beast to combat that. Okay? Now, let's make sense of this. Let's go to Revelation 6. Now, we see the loosing of the seals. Now, notice how it starts here in the first verse. It says, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Who opened it? The Lamb opened it. Okay? And notice what's said here. And I heard, as it were, the noise of a thunder. So what? What is a thunder? A thunder is the voice of God. And we see here, the thunder shoots forth. But notice, it says, one of the four beasts sang, come and see. So the thunder utters, but the beast is the one speaking. And then notice what he says. And I saw, behold, a white horse. He that sat on him with a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. So notice, seal broke. Revelation comes forth. But the beast gives the revelation. So what? So it combats the Antichrist anointing against the bride. You see that? So it is actually revealing the word to the church. Now notice again, third verse. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast come. Say, come and see. So now it's not the same beast. It's the second beast at the second seal. Now look again, fourth verse. And there went out another horse that was red. And the power was given to him. So notice he's revealing the second horse rider. Okay. Now, fifth verse again, it says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. Every age, the beast is bringing forth the revelation of what that is. Now remember, that same beast performed. That's why there was overcomers. Okay? Now, notice, I'm going to skip that just because it's another horse rider. Seventh verse. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Amen. So notice, every time there is a horse rider, the beast called out the horse rider. The beast told what it was. And we understand by history, the beast gave what? It helped the Spirit of God. It guarded the Spirit of God to allow the overcomer to prevail. Amen. Now, here's the funny part. I wouldn't say funny, but this is where it's kind of good. It's interesting. Notice the ninth verse. It says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. Wait a minute, fifth seal, no more beast announcing. 12th verse, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there's a great earthquake, no beast. Seventh seal, when the seventh seal is broken, it said he's seen there is silence in heaven, no beast. So the beasts were there to anoint each age against the horse rider of that age, which was what? Not different horse riders, but it was the same satanic power fighting what? In a different way every age. And notice the fourth horse rider, he was pale. He was a mixture of all the other beasts before him, which is what? Which is what you're fighting, amen? You're fighting a mixture of every satanic power brought against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, isn't that powerful? So the beasts are there for you to combat. Now, let me get a little bit forth here. So notice what we see here. Now, I want to read a few more things to you, and then I want to get you into this, okay? And I want to start out, now I just showed in a scripture, so I'm not going to read the quotes, but in fifth seal, brother, 358-6. Now I want us to see this here because this is pretty powerful. In the 358-6, it says, now if this is the last time, there will come a eagle. That's right. And to that, now remember, now in the days that the lion came, the original word, about 100th of them listen to the lion. So in the lion age, only 1 out of 100 listened to that lion. Okay? In the days of the ox, just a teeny little drop of them listened to the ox message. In the days of the man to come, he worked among men. You see, he's so shrewd. He got a little out, and what did they do? Satan seen that, so he just sends them right back and marries them into it. And remember, when the eagle finally comes, it'll be 0.01% that'll listen. It's a eagle age. So it starts out with the lion age, 1/100th of a person listens to it. And then it gets smaller and smaller every age till the last age is 1/100th of a percent listens to the eagle anointing. Gonna be small, huh? But notice how this works out. Because it's not that it's so much smaller, because remember how many more people are in the earth this day. So God has allowed there to be a mass of people so that there can still be some of us. Thank God. The more the merrier. Bring them all, God. Hey, I ain't greedy for that. As far as greedy that there's a small number, I don't want that. Now notice this one more quote, and then we're gonna jump into it. Ephesians 3:50-1, brother. And it says, "And watch the one that went out to meet him, the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the Word." Now talking about the first age. Who went out? The lion of the tribe of Judah, which is why we read Revelation 5. It said the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Notice Jesus Christ, when he died, he was dying as a lamb. But when he come forth and took the book, he was what? Bringing forth the lion. But here we see when he took on the first age, he released the original lion anointing upon them. So he released all he was to the church. The only thing he didn't release was the full revelation of the Word. As far as the progressive revelation of what the Word would be, he couldn't do it yet. So we know he fell. Now, continuing on, he said, "That's the reason we had an Irenaeus, Polycarp, those fellows, St. Martin. When the Antichrist was riding with his false teaching, God sent his teaching out, the Word. The lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the Word, made manifest in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit there to manifest himself, which is the Word." So notice, if there's a lion anointing, there's only one lion, and that's Christ. That's the Word. So remember, the Zunes must be a part of God, just like you're a part of God. And everything works together to reveal God himself, okay? But here he sends his original anointing upon them, and they stand by that anointing, okay? Now notice how he explains this lion anointing. He said, "That's the reason the early church had healings and miracles and visions and power." Why? Because it was the lion anointing. Oh, hallelujah. So what does that mean when healings, anointing, and all these things are in your midst? The lion is in the camp. Praise God. Of course, you got to have visions and some power there. How about that? Well, that's what God wants to send here. Is because it was a living Word in the form of the lion of the tribe of Judah riding out to combat that. So it was that spirit released on that age which was combating or fighting Satan. Now, he says, now, you got it? He sends his power, Antichrist. God sends the Word. So notice in the first age, the first horse rider was what? An Antichrist spirit. And God sent the original Word to combat the Antichrist teaching. Because remember the first horse rider? He had a bow with no arrows. All he was a teaching. He wasn't made manifest in anything else yet, fully. Right? Now, it says, Antichrist, false teaching, the true teaching, went with it to combat it. Now, that was the first one. Now, this was the first church, apostolic, that went to meet him. Now, moving down to 352-6, it says, now, the first was that lion that roared, that pure, unadulterated Word. Oh boy, we're having a hard time keeping up. I'm seeing yawnings, I'm seeing eyes going, and it's that special time, isn't it? Hallelujah! I've got a lion anointing. It's blended together to become an eagle. That's the powerful revelation of it all, is that when Ezekiel saw them, they all had four different faces. And each one was a different face, but they could what? They were moving with what their time was. So it's all on the same type, same beast. You had a mixture of everything working for you. Everything's working for you, church. You can overcome. You can win. You will prevail. Why? Because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. So here we got the protectors here. And as we begin to ready to get moving on, he says we find out in the first church age that four beasts, meaning four powers, were gathered around the Acts of the Apostles. Just the way the tabernacle in the wilderness. So now he says that the way that the four beasts or the anointings were around God in eternity. God, he established himself in the wilderness the same way. Right? And notice how important this is. Because you find in the Old Testament, you find the establishment of the tabernacle, right? And within the tabernacle was the holies of holies. The ark, which had the cherubs around it. But yet, even within that was what? It was the power of God. But God allowed the people to be around the tabernacle. Okay? All right. So now, let's begin to look at this. Is this all right? Now, when God set up his tabernacle, God gave them established order. And he actually placed the tribes around the north, east, south, and west. He set them around every side of the tabernacle. Just how you would see a cross. He set himself around. Now notice how we see the tabernacle. God would set himself out with Judah on the east side. He would set himself with Ephraim on the west. In the north, he would set the eagle. Interesting, the eagle is higher than the rest of them. Reuben on the south gate. But notice, this establishment is not just in the Old Testament. It's within the New Testament as well when we go into the great hereafter. Everything is back in tribal order. But now I want us to show you a little bit about this so that you can see that just like there are four beasts around the throne, here you have the four churches as far as four establishments around the tabernacle, okay? And they were to protect the tabernacle. That was their full purpose, was to protect the tabernacle. Just like the beast would anoint the people. And each beast would anoint a special people as far as the anointing for the age. So God would place Israel around his tabernacle to protect himself. Now, why this becomes so powerful is because the scripture and what it says. When Christ, the original word, come forth in Ephesus, what did it say? It said he was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And now we see Judah here on the east side. Okay? Now, let's allow this to become more powerfully scriptural, okay? Let's move into our Bibles here if we'd like to turn. I'd like us to move in our Bibles to... Give me a second here. Let's go to Numbers 2, verse 1. I love this. Because you see, when God established Israel around himself in the tabernacle, he placed them. Now, isn't it amazing that Christ is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah? And we know that Christ come out of the lineage of Judah. Okay? Now, notice. So Christ sets himself in the east with Judah, okay?
Right.
You protect me from the east. Now, notice here in Numbers 2:1, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of his father's house." And the emblem behind Judah was the lion. Now notice, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. So you set up camp right around the tabernacle.
Amen.
Praise God. Now in the third verse it says, "On the east side towards the rising of the sun."
Amen.
The rising of the sun. When Christ first makes known himself upon the church is the rising of the sun. Your prophet preached the message of the rising of the sun. When remember, at the rising of the sun in the scripture, it said Jesus made himself known. He resurrected, what, in the early hours. But when he made himself known, they found out he was not in a tomb, is at the rising of the sun. So here God places himself, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and says, "Judah, you put yourself right here. This is your standard. This is what you will lift up." Now, notice, "Shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch their armies?" And we'll just stop right there for the sake of that word. But notice that here they are, "Judah, you protect the east side," which is the rising of the sun. Okay? Now notice again, Genesis 49, verse 8. Now this is going to become powerful here. Notice here, we see the prophecies of the children of Israel coming forth. And it's talking about Judah in the 8th verse, and it says, "Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise." So we know Judah means praise, but yet Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, here God says, "Judah, you'll be the ones your brothers praise." Just like we know the destination of Christ to be the destination of Israel's offerings. Now notice, "Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies." You're the overcomer. You're the strength of this Israeli church. "Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." I hope you see the Holy Ghost speaking to you. Now notice this. It takes another step. Genesis 49:9. It says, "Judah is a lion's whelp." He is the noise of a lion. "From the prey, my son, thou art gone up." He stooped down. He couched as a lion. Couched. He rested as a lion. We're going to get into that after a little bit. Notice. He couches like a lion. He raised up from the prey. He conquered. That's what he did. Now notice this. He says, as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? He's just resting. He's a conqueror. A And this is the prophecy of Judah. On the rising of the sun. 10th verse. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. What? Out of David my son shall forever the throne be. Scepter, that's what a king holds. Oh, hallelujah. Nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh came. Until him shall the gathering of the people be. Oh, hallelujah. Shiloh means peace. At least I think. Someone might want to check me up on that, but that's just what's coming to my mind. But notice, it says in the 11th verse, binding his fowl unto the vine? Binding to the vine? And his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He is directly tied to the vine. He washed his garments in wine. And his clothes in the blood of grapes. Stimulation and revelation. And here we're talking about blood? This is amazing. His eyes shall be red with wine, his teeth white with milk. Now, brother, if you could bring up that tabernacle drawing that you had up there before. Because I want us to see this very quickly, just because this is pretty powerful to me. Notice at Judah, it says, with Issachar and Zebulun. All three were placed in the east, okay? Now notice in the 13th verse, it says, Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea. What is a haven? A place of rest. And he shall be for a haven of ships, a place of rest. Amazing. And his border shall be unto Zidon. Now, notice again, we have Issachar there as well. Issachar is a strong ass crouching down between two burdens. So notice, Zebulun, or Issachar, the last one here, it's known as couching down between two burdens. Catch this. He saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and become a servant unto tribute. So notice the last one on the outside was what? It was caught between two dispensations. And as we see Smyrna made known, it was what? It was caught between two burdens. It was manifesting Christ with the lion anointing, but it was moving into the ox anointing. Which is why Smyrna was a bitter age of death. But it did not take away from the fact that they brought forth the power of God. It's powerful. Is the scripture not perfect? Is God not in his word? Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want to go into a few more little tidbits about this very quickly, and then we'll move on. But I want us to understand that when you look at Judah, you see some real particular characteristics about that. In Numbers 13:6, when the spies were sent into the land, it says, of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. So Caleb, the original overcomer. Joshua was a type of the Holy Ghost. But Caleb was a type of the church going into the land. Taking the promise. Hallelujah. Notice in 2 Samuel 2:10 it says, Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel. He reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. While the rest didn't follow the type of Christ. Judah followed David all by themselves. Now notice, again we see in Numbers 10:13 it says, and they took their first journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And in the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies over his host was Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. Amen? So notice, to lead the armies, Judah. It was the strong revelation. It was the original. Remember, your prophet said they come forth with the anointing of the original word. Praise God. It was built on the foundation of the book of Acts. Now, here's what I also want you to see is this to me is pretty powerful as well. Now look, just a couple nuggets we're going through here, and I pray that you're seeing them, because notice, this is the lion anointed. And we're seeing all the characteristics of the church ages. I know we're teaching this morning, but I hope it's okay. Now notice, if you'd like to go to Joshua 7:18. So notice, Caleb was leading into the land here. He was the first to take the revelation that the land was theirs. But notice in Joshua 7:18. Here we see in Joshua 7 was what? It was when when Israel, in the perfect battles, it was fighting against everyone else. Here is where sin come in the camp. Now notice, and he brought his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. So where did sin first crawl into the church? Within Judah. Where did they fall from their first love? Judah. The word is not perfect. So notice how powerful God is. Now, just for moving into a few things, as we want to not be too long this morning, but I want us to understand a little bit about the lion in general, because the scripture is very clear on what it reveals the lion as far as what are the traits of this lion, what does it bring forth, and how is it seen? Because you have to remember, if you are going back to Ephesus, you, ladies and gentlemen, you, brother, sister, you are getting ready to manifest a lion. Does it not make sense that in the eagle time, the lion would fully make itself known if the lion is the original word? It has to. How are you going to fully fly over if you aren't manifesting the lion? It has to come forth. Now, I want us to look here, and here's a little Wikipedia for you. It says, lions spend much of their time resting and are inactive for about 20 hours per day. So lions sleep right around 20 hours a day. And here we see that here, when God is manifesting and showing in type Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, that we see that they're couching like lions. They're a haven, they're a rest. And the characteristic of a lion is the very fact that all they do is sleep. Now, notice it says, although lions can be active at any time, their activity generally peaks at dusk, with a period of socializing, grooming, defecating, intermittent burst of activity follow through the night, hours until the dawn. Now notice, at the dawning, when hunting most often takes place. At the dawning was when the manifestation of hunting is made known. And they sleep all the time. Now, I mean, you have to understand that. They wake up at dusk, do a few little things, and they just sit around all night long. And when the dawning comes, it's hunting time. At the rising of the sun. And wait a minute. But notice within this article, it explains the dusk. That it awakes at dusk. It awakes again at the evening time. Now, oh, hallelujah. But notice why this becomes important now. Because now you see, okay, this is a creature that's it will wake up at the evening time. But when it does its greatest performing is in the dawning. Okay? So it does all the work at the dawning, but here we are. We're waking up at the end time. I wasn't blowing you off. I was just, woo! I was getting ready to go into a Pentecostal fit here. Woo! So notice how God is so perfect in His placement, okay? Now, I want us to go, you see, I could do this through Wikipedia and other sources, but I prefer to do things by the Word of God. Because when you move by the Word of God defining, you show what God really is and what He means by things, okay? Now, I just want to let you know, I will not finish this today. There's something God has shown me again, and I'll work with it Wednesday by the grace of God. And I've already told maybe somebody about it, maybe a few people about it, but by the grace of God, God showed me a few more things here, and I'm going to move right into them, amen? But notice, if we'd like to go to Proverbs 30, verse 30. Now remember, Christ known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So now we want to look at the traits of a lion. It says, a lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any. A lion not afraid of anything. Hallelujah. It's known as the strongest animal without fear. So if it's made known in a church age, it's the strongest church age. And they have no fear towards anything. Hallelujah. Now, Amos 3:8. Oh, I love the Word of God. Amos 3:8 says, the lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The lion hath roared. The voice of the lion. The coming forth of the Word brings forth. It shows what the lion is. Remember how your prophet said, he said in the Amazon, or he said in the jungle, he said when the lion would roar, he said everything would be quiet. He's known as King of Beasts, King of the Jungle. And it says here, the Lord God hath spoken. So wait, the lion roaring is showing that God is speaking. That type of a power coming forth. Well, that's exactly what the Church of Acts did. It shut up everything around it that said it wasn't real. It was at the helm of God's strength. Oh, God, come on, let dust come up. You know what I found out was also interesting about that? Because at the dusk, when the lion awakes, it defecates. It gets rid of all the junk. Well, hallelujah! All right. Didn't know if I was going to say that, but we did. The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proverbs 19:12. It says, the king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. The king's wrath as the roaring of a lion. When Ananias and Sapphira, when they lied to the apostles, what was that? Peter didn't say you're going to die. But it was the God behind him and say, this day shall you die. Amen. What was it? At what? The voice of that lion. It would bring forth wrath against unbelief. Well, that's why we have to make sure we all have got the Holy Ghost. Because when this thing drops down, you're no longer speaking to brother or sister. You're speaking to God. Oh boy. My time again. Let's get a Pentecostal feet going. Woo. Glory! What is that? Does that not excite you? That the very mouthpiece of God will be right here. Not just a preacher. Not just an evangelist, but the lion himself will speak from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, notice again, so when the king, when he has wrath, it's like the roar of a lion. But notice, now God types himself as a lion again in Isaiah 31:4. It says, for thus saith the Lord, thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him. Preachers? Coming against God? He will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. Zion was a type of the bride. Doesn't matter how many false preachers you have in this day. You know what I like about this? God types himself as a lion. The Ephesus anointing, the Smyrna anointing, will be against the shepherds that fight against Zion. The very type of this day. Will God not protect his holy hill? Amen. And you, church, are a city set upon a hill. Amen. A light that shineth and is seen throughout the world and through all men. Amen. Amen. God says, I'm a lion. And these shepherds can't fight these lions. Amen. This lion ain't afraid of shepherds. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That God ain't fighting David. David's a lion killer. But the lion killer and the lion are working together on this one. Amen. Well, that's why when God, what? When he opened the seals, when he brought forth this, we've seen that the angel, the mighty angel, what? He stood upon land and sea, and he crieth out, time shall be no more. Showing the bride moving into eternity. Who can stand against that voice? Who can hold the power of God back from his children? The children must get the revelation and allow a restoration to move in their lives. What are you holding back, bride? What are you holding back? You are holding back the power of God from moving. Oh, thank God, God said, stay in line. Thank God that they are still grouped with the original. Hallelujah. Don't worry, God ain't going to lose one. Doesn't matter if Jesus is your first love right now. If something inside is crying out for it, you're going to get it. Don't lay down. Don't move. Stay put and hold on to God. Amen. When that angel cried out, he cried out for you. You are the manifestation of this hour. There is no other Christ. You are what the Messiah is that this world will see. Hallelujah. You what will carry the lion in original form again. If you don't, it breaks every type of scripture. If you say this is it, what are you doing? You're breaking the word of God. You're saying, God, there is no latter rain. You're breaking the word of God. Hallelujah. I will not break the word of God. I know what's coming for me, but it's going to take an Abraham seed. Remember, just like we went Wednesday, when the persecution comes, apostates were countless. God, strengthen me for that day. Because what you don't understand, church, or what maybe we're not seeing, is the very fact that when that pressure comes on, you will be made in your fullness at that time. Everything that you were made to manifest will come forth. Has not God prophesied that about this church? Are we too blind to see that? But you know what I like about it? First thing God said, one of the first things he said was what? This is a deliverance church. So God, start some deliverance on me, God. We all say, oh, I can't wait till God delivers somebody coming. No, God, let this be a deliverance church. Deliver this tabernacle, God. I need to be delivered unto the first love being made known, God. The lion must roar in me. Because what? When the lion roars, it shuts up all unbelief. Every enemy of that lion is still. Amen. Come on, God. Oh, hallelujah. Am I starting to get excited? Or is that just an anointing? Hallelujah. You have to see who you are. You have to believe why you're here. You have to see your husband's talking to you. Because what is he trying to do? He's trying to unveil himself in you. And here he says, I'm a lion. Praise God. God, I'm not a lion, but I need the lion inside of me. No man was worthy to open, to read, to do anything, but just to let the lion dominate. Hallelujah. Revelations 10:3, it says, and he cried out, he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. Oh, Jesus. That's this age. Why are you putting it someday in the past, someday in the future? This is now. Because why? The lion has opened it up in me. Where's time? Time shall be no more. That's a revelation. You have to have revealed to you where you're at. I'm in Laodicea. The revelation has to come, and you have to live above it. That's what the eagle does. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. God, reveal the mysteries of these seals in me. The mysteries of the seals. Every beast combated what? The revelations of what those seals were. It overcome. And the pale horse, the hardest one of all of them, there's a beast made to fight him. And it's an eagle. And he flies above now, don't he? Praise God. You just heard last Sunday about the eagle now, didn't you? Praise God. I preached about it too, remember? You did? Sure. Now, Proverbs 28:1. It said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. Okay? The wicked flee when no man pursueth. So what are you? What am I? Because notice, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Wait a minute. So a characteristic of a real Christian is boldness as a lion? Yeah, we don't watch that filth in this house. Hey, you ever heard of Jesus Christ? At the youth meeting, my wife asked me a question. Well, what do I do if someone treats me this way or treats me that way? And I'm paraphrasing. I'm just trying to bring this forth what I'm saying here. But I want you to understand. She asked a question, okay? What if someone does come against me? How do I deal with this or how do I deal with that? That's the whole mystery of it all, church. There is no prescribed way, one way to deal with something. Amen. But you are told that what? You need to have the Holy Ghost, and He'll tell you what to speak. He'll tell you what to do. So what He tells Sister Cindy to do, He might not tell Brother David to do. There's a specific way that the Holy Ghost has ordered for your response at everything. But one thing we know is that when the righteous have received the Holy Ghost, they are as bold as a lion. They carry a lion anointing. Yeah. Hallelujah. God help us. Yeah. Amen. I think we'll just be closing on that. I've got a few more things I can do, but I think that's going to be good for now. You understand where we're going? That makes sense, what's going on? We got one service today, church. That's all right. But praise God, do you see yourself in the book? Do you see the Word tied in Genesis to Revelation? Do you see the same prophecies Jacob did of what his children would be exactly, perfectly typing this out? Absolutely amazing. And how can we not say that God isn't in it? How can we say, I don't know if there's a prophet, or I don't know if this church is right? Where the carcass is, there the eagles shall gather. You know what I like about the lion? Let's stand. You know, they said the thing about the lion. You say, when a lion kills something, it eats all of it. Doesn't leave anything behind. It eats all the kill. It eats all that meat. Eats it right up and allows it to be nourishing for itself. Praise God. God, I want to eat all the book, Lord. God, I want to eat all the light Paul had. Because all the light Paul had has been revealed in this day. I'm watching John being made manifest. I know this is deep, church. I know this is kind of it's not necessarily where you might be trying just to hold on to figure out what's being said. I understand that. And there's more revelation for you. But the thing is, when will you allow it to make you what you're supposed to be? God, help me. Is it time? Is this the revelation? Is this the right church? Is this this and that? Is this a good preacher? Is this what? Are these the right brothers and sisters? They fail me. Is this this and this? They don't like. I mean, it doesn't matter. Because you're holding on to the Word. You're holding on, not just to one another, but you're holding on to the lion. The lion is the one who prevailed. Not you. You're not worthy. None of us. We're not worthy. Oh God, let me find that prevailing lion, God. You see what was preached? Is that making sense? Aren't you amazed at what's in these church ages? Aren't you amazed why this is the initial illuminating that reveals the whole thing to you? Well, why? You just seen how this, in the church ages, it's revealed to you what the seals are. Brother, I ain't preaching the seals. You just got shown the seals. Oh, God, let me die on this cross, Lord. Do you love God? I say simply in closing, if you have need of the prayer, we'd be happy to pray for you. But I want us to make sure that, you see, you have to be interested in this Word. You have to be. If you're not interested in this Word, there's something wrong with your experience. If you're not interested in the revelation, there's something wrong. How can you be a people of the book called to eat the book, and it's something you're not even interested in? Now, we all need help. Not that it makes us theologians, but it unveils to us our husband. God, even if I don't have it memorized, God, I want to eat it, God. Even if I'm not called to preach this, God, I want to eat it, God. Make me what you want to make me. How many would like to say this afternoon? They say, God, I want that lion to be revealed in me. Is that your desire? You want to be bold as a lion. You want to be strong, unshakable, unmoving. You want to be looking solely to Christ and the unveiled Word that He's giving you. God, I know it's you, God. God, bring the revival, God. Bring it inside of me, Lord. I need it, Lord. Amen. Is that your prayer this morning? Why don't you just pray that to Him if you believe that? Let's bow our heads. Our most loving, gracious Lord Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, Lord, for the Word. We thank you for revealing yourself to us, God. And Lord, how in your design, how in your purpose of making a book that nobody could really see except for a bride people, Lord, that we'd be able to see this, Lord. God, reveal this Word to us, God. Forgive us, Lord. We're trying to fight our way, Lord, out of the Smyrna temptations, God, out of, oh God, the Laodicea calls, God. We know it all works together to bring us to Judah again, Lord. But God, allow that Christ, that day star to arise in our hearts, Lord. Oh God, allow this Christ, Lord, to fill us with the Holy Ghost so much afresh, God, that it would be a revelation that is contained and pushed to this raptor, God. Lord, how we need you, Lord. How we want you, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord God, that, Lord, that you would fight and combat that enemy spirit in this church, Lord, that's trying to fight back the revelation of this Word, Lord. God, you know I don't live a perfect life, God, but I'm holding on that Word, Lord. But God, give us strength, each and every one of us, God, that, Lord, we'd fight through, Lord, and find the revealed Word of this hour, Lord. As you've been pouring out that rain naturally all around us, God, God, pour out some spiritual rain, Lord. Send this church a revival, Lord. God, we have need of Thee, Lord. Give us strength, we pray, Lord. And God, manifest the greater works in this church, Lord. Give us help, Lord. How we have need of Thee, Lord. I see Your word, Lord. I see, oh God, the complexities and the things, God, that, Lord, You can't find reformers writing about with a man's age revelation, God. Oh God, for the most part, I don't even see the prophet doing anything but hitting the highlights, God. But You see the bride, oh God, in this age by the help of the Holy Ghost, God, digging into the Word, revealing it, Lord God. Oh God, bring out a roaring lion out of this bride, Lord. Touch us, Lord, for the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the bride said together, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just sing a song as we move into post-service here, but the service is still going on. Remember, as your prophet said, this is the time where you thank God for His word that He just fed you with. So show God how much you appreciate His word by what you're showing Him right now. If you show Him, God, you're showing Him that you didn't like what He fed you. If you're believing that there's something God wants to do in your life, you're saying, God, I need that roaring lion inside of me, God. God, this is how You chose to reveal Yourself. It's okay. Ask God for it. All right, is it criminal to ask God for a special touch? Is it criminal to ask God to bring you up to the revelation of this hour when He's promised you that? You're the only church age that has had this revealed to Him. What are you going to do with it? Let's sing that song. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, the token, let the death angel pass. The Lord spoke to Moses. Amen. God, I want that token, Lord. I want that token in display, God. God, I need a change in this life, God. I want to serve You, Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, told him what to say to the children of Israel in Goshen that day. Slay the lamb, take the blood. Wipe the door and the post. For I'll pass
this night and smite the firstborn. Let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last. By the token He gave, that we might be saved. Oh, hallelujah, and glory to God. Prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes. Oh, Paul and Silas, prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loosed, and they went free. I bless your name, and I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Those chains, and they bless your name. Sing one more time. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise.
Just sing that song, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings of eagles.
And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. time as we're dismissed. Oh.